I'm glad to see so many people here today, and looking forward to being with you through the next year. So welcome to the last Christ blessing of 2017. We had quite a year, and it was a year of many delights and many catastrophes. And there was a lot we had to look at with both joy and tears, holding each other and bringing in the light of Christ to make this a better experience all the way around for everyone. I want to start by thanking you with all my heart for how wonderful you were to me, for how you were here with me with your prayers and blessings as I went through the various challenges and traumas of my life this year, from breaking my arm to charitable obligations I took on that became a really, really a major impact upon our ability to survive here. But, you know, that's part of the price we pay to start equalizing the world and making it more fair for everyone. And then, of course, the hurricane and the various forms of compassion we sent out to people with fires and other hurricanes and other natural disasters. This was 2017 was truly a year that inspired our soul and challenged our soul. And I am so glad, above all else, that Christ was with us, that Yeshua was with us, that he gave us his love, his strength, his blessing, and his will to overcome. So, thank you for being here today. And I don't want this to be in any way a sad occasion. I want this to be a happy occasion because, for better or worse, we did it. For better or worse, we held together and we're here. So I'd like to take some calls from our community and see what's in your heart, on your mind, and what you would like to ask for a blessing. So out of the country, we have a call from country code 61. Is that you, Linda?
Hello, Glenda.
Yes.
Can you hear me? This is Denise from Australia.
Hi. Hi.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm hanging in. How are you?
I'm hanging in too. Yeah, yeah. We have already come into 2018. So many blessings for your time.
Oh, many blessings to you too. And so what time of day is it for you?
We're just after 8 o'clock a.m.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Monday. We're in Monday now. So I just want to express my gratitude to you for your courage, the way you've opened up to bring so much to humanity and holding us under dire experiences of your own. So there are no words to express my gratitude. So thank you. Thank you so much, Linda.
You are so welcome.
Sorry, I've got Linda on my mind as well in New Zealand. And hopefully she's listening. She's about the closest neighbor I have down here.
Okay. So, yes, I know. It's either you or Linda. Well, Happy New Year. And may 2018 bring all the blessings that you desire and pray for. And, you know, I can mimic your words. Most of my prayers today start with, oh, Lord, I don't have the words to thank you. I really don't. This was a year that left me speechless. Speechless for praise on the miracles, speechless on the love of our community, speechless on thank you. Some years leave us speechless. And I'm thinking about writing up this year in poetry because I don't think prose could say all the things that were in this year.
Mm, yeah. No, it's that word speechless yesterday as I just went to hold my granddaughter. I didn't know what to say. There is nothing I can say anymore. And I see, you know, I've always been pretty good with that gift of communication and words and expression, but I don't seem to have it lately. And yesterday it was that just to hold people, just all I can do now. I can't say anymore, but just to hold them in their pain and join them in their pain and loving them. And so I would like to ask for blessings for my family. I have four children, Stephen, Alicia, Amber and James. And two of them have wives and children, so I have grandchildren. But unity would be the only thing that I would ask for, the blessing of unity upon my family for whatever journeys are ahead of them and our family, that we can be in greater unity walking together into 2018. And unity, I spoke last time about leaving the property I'd been on and created a sanctuary there for children. I still don't. In between, I'm just staying with my children here and there at the moment with one little girl I have. And I am moving on to land near where I've been living in the same valley. So it's beautiful, healing land. And I would ask for blessings of unity upon myself and the people that I'm joining on that land, that there'd be
beautiful
unity.
Prayer.
So, yeah, unity is all I could ask for now. It's great.
And what a wonderful request for all of us. So
yes,
thank you so much.
Blessings on you. And I do hope to be, with all things coming together in unity, to be there to meet you and experience the blessing conference.
Oh, wonderful. Right. That would be so good. And I hope you do.
Yeah.
Thank
okay.
you.
And love to the whole community and all those amazing people, those women that seem to be holding it for you when electricity was down and no internet and it all went forward. So just love
yes,
to everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you, Linda. Bless you.
Bye-bye. And I see Eva's on the line. Hi, Eva. What blessing would you like to ask for?
I would like to ask for a blessing for myself and Wednesday this new year. I am beginning a course on peace for 6 weeks, which sort of came about because I had been rereading a book called Peace Pilgrim. I don't know if you know about Peace Pilgrim, who walked for 27 years for peace from 1953 to whenever 27 years after that is. She just felt led to do this peace. She wouldn't eat unless people offered her anything. She didn't take shelter unless she was offered. And her life is just most inspiring in trying to, and I feel like peace is so important. And I have been, very concerned about in some way bringing peace into the Christian communities, which sometimes are divided. And our pastor now is very interested in the homeless people, which we have quite a few of in Mount Holly, where our church is located. And some of them have come to church, and there's a few of them that come actually to this Wednesday night meeting. And I said, well, this is interesting because Peace Pilgrim was homeless by choice. And
yeah.
And yet she had such a wonderful purpose, and God always supplied, even though she had some experiences which were tremendously, could have been very devastating and fearful and dangerous, but she was always protected, and it just is so impressive to see somebody at that level of surrender and connection with God that her needs are always supplied. And even when she was one time thought she was dying because she got into a sudden snowstorm and was freezing cold, but she found a way to get under a bridge and went into a packing box that she found there and survived. And, but she was not afraid. She just thought, well, I'm going to die, but that's okay. And so her whole life is just such a wonderful inspiration. I'm hoping that it can really inspire people, find more peace. And what she says is, which I think is very important, when enough people find peace within their hearts, we will have peace in the world. And
absolutely.
So I'm hoping that more people will find peace in their hearts through this class.
That is wonderful blessing for this year. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Eva.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And Stormy, hi. I see you're on.
Oh, that was perfect. I mentioned that I get a key word for humanity every year. Last year it was home. This coming year, it is peace. So your last caller will appreciate that that is the main underlying energy for all of humanity this year. And I'm reminded of a blessing for Angel Light Love, who gave her life to follow Peace Pilgrim. And I ask for a blessing for Angel I Light Love and my daughters, Lori and Jennifer,
mm-hmm.
and my grandsons, Caleb and Jacob, for this year, both who are in college now.
Oh, great.
I've also had church experience from my music, the peace that passes all understanding. What a blessing that I have received in my music, that 40 people could say, wow, we just experienced the peace that passes all understanding with my music. So knowing that is supporting you and the Christ blessing. It's what I do. It's who I am.
It is. And Stormy, thank you. Thank you just for being the love that you are.
Thank you.
Allowing it to radiate out into the world around you. And whether we're talking about what you said or what Eva said or what was said about unity and surrender, you know, Peace Pilgrim lived her life just as Yeshua sent the apostles out. He had them take nothing. And they were to take nothing except that which was offered to them. And they were given their daily bread. They were given their daily shelter. I'm sure sometimes they didn't have it. Sometimes they were pushed to the edge. And eventually all of them gave their lives, except for the Apostle John, who died of old age. But he went through many traumatic experiences on his way down the road. And I think possibly the reason he lived so long is because if you really read the words of the Apostle John, the book of Gospel of John, you will see of all the Gospels, it is the one most filled with peace. It is the one most filled with unity. And I think there's a lesson to be learned from that. That with surrender, the energies that could harm us simply pass through us and beyond us. And if it's our time to go, we go, but we go in peace. And I think that, I have observed and I have read many, many clinical reports of how resistance to illness is one of the major contributing factors to the acceleration of illness. Resistance to hardship is one of the main accelerating factors in the acceleration of hardship. What is the opposite of resistance? Surrender. And I don't mean surrender like we, you know, we so often have a negative connotation on surrender. Like, well, I give up. I give up almost as if we could have done more, but we didn't. We feel a little bit cowardly about giving up. Well, in my experience, nothing takes more courage than surrender. If it's genuine surrender of the heart, if it's genuine surrender where we can say, if it be your will, then it be my will as well. That is surrender. And at that moment, we become vessels for the will of God. And the will of God only has our best interest at heart. So this is where faith, love, unity, peace, and surrender all come together to create a more beautiful future with more positive and fruitful opportunities and results. And in my experience, the major cause of resistance is fear. If we could simply learn to recognize when fear is beginning to affect our body, our mind, our heart, our social relations, and our attitude, and correct that the minute we see it, that is constructive surrender. The kind of surrender that keeps moving forward, but it does so with grace. That is the anatomy of grace. Let me give you a little example, just a little practical example. I live on there was a good little example. Are you still there?
Stormy? We're here.
Okay. Yep. Okay. I got
crash.
Up. I was look out the window and I tripped on a cord, fell and knocked a shelf over and fell with grace. So that noise you heard was me realizing that something could happen. And instead of resisting it, I just allowed it to happen and fell in a very positive way. I was just going to get up and look out the window because the illustration I wanted to give you, it's so funny that I got thoughts of the hurricane just before that little miniature disaster happened in my home. When the hurricane came, it blew down everybody's fence. Especially if they had anything other than a cyclone fence. And cyclone fences are called that for a good reason. We have 2.5 acres. And the whole 2.5 acres was surrounded by a 6-foot privacy fence. And, literally it looked like a compound, like it could have looked like a sanctuary compound, or it could have looked like a military compound, either way, depending on what thoughts a person would project into it. What was behind the fence was all secret. It was not very friendly. And after the fence came down, even though it was all trashed, for the first time, I had a really, really good connection with my neighbor. And after I talked with them and got to know them, I realized they never came by because they were afraid of the fence. And so I made a decision. I was not going to put the privacy fence back up. I wanted to keep it open. Now, we still have to have a little fence around the property because we have a dog and we have some other things we need to protect. But It's going to be an open wire fence. And I've told the neighbors this, and they just love it. They love that they can see us, that they can wave at us when they drive by. And that's a little example of what I mean by just taking note of things that happen on a daily basis that we don't recognize as resistance, we don't recognize as fear, but it can actually add up to that result or that particular effect. So think about your life. Think about, you know, one of the things that has been found in research of allergies is that most of the time, allergies have their root in resistance. And resistance sets in place inflammation. And inflammation on a cellular level can result in some very, very serious illnesses if it's chronic and continuous. And most of this traces back to everyday levels of fear. You see, we didn't build this privacy fence around the property. It was just there when we got here. But I happened to get to know the people we bought the property from, and they literally had an arsenal of guns in the house. They were hunters. They were scared to death of everything. So it took a lot of cleansing, spiritual cleansing, that I knew to do after we got here. I built the chapel, brought the paintings of the Lamb and the Lion and Yeshua. And, of course, this has been the headquarters for the blessings for 4 years now since we've been here. And everything seemed to be cleared. But I didn't realize that that fence was one last thing that had been put here, not by my consciousness. I would never have put a well, first of all, I wouldn't have spent the money on it. I think that's a ridiculous priority to spend that much money on something that just shuts the world out. But it was there, and I didn't even think about taking it down. It would have probably cost just as much to take it down. So that was my realization. And thanks, Stormy, for bringing that up.
Yeah. I'm glad to hear you're able to fall and not break anything now.
I am too. Oh my gosh, this is the fourth fall I have had this year. There's got to be a message in that. But
when you fall,
learning
you fall
learn is great.
To crumble. As someone who used to jump off the tops of houses for the fun of it, I know how to crumble and take the fall, and whenever you trip or fall, you just go limp, and then you don't hurt.
Well, that's what I did.
Yeah.
You know, and as a kid, I used to jump off the house all the time. I kept trying to invent ways to fly.
Yes.
Then after I met Yeshua, I learned that the real way to fly is with our soul and our heart. So, is there anyone else who would like to ask for a blessing? Anyone? Okay, Sarah, hi. You're on.
Hi, Glenda and everybody. I would just like to ask a blessing for my friend Gordon, who I just found out has cancer. He's in the hospital and is feeling very uncomfortable and challenged.
Oh, I am so sorry to hear that.
Well, so a blessing for him and for his wife, Michelle.
Okay. Gordon and Michelle. Good. We've got three other people online now, so I'm going to move fast so we can get into our blessing. But I've got Gordon and Michelle down. Thank you, Sarah.
All right. Thank you, Glenda. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And Gina, you're on.
Hi, Glenda.
Hi.
This is Gina. How are you?
Hi, Gina.
I just wanted to ask for a blessing for you, because when I read your email, I almost cried, because what you said to us is how I feel, and I'm sure everybody else on the call in our community feels the same about you. We love you and appreciate you and everything that you do for us. So I'd like to ask for a blessing for you.
Oh, thank you. How sweet. How sweet. I love you so much. And, you know, I just want to say that this whole community is my blessing.
Thank you, Glenda. I love you.
Love you, too. And Kathy, you're on.
Hi, Glenda. I was just going to ask for a blessing for myself, because I've been homesick with the flu for a couple of days. And
okay.
That may be blessing for everyone on the earth who might be sick.
Okay. I like that.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And our last caller from area code 860, you're on.
Hi, Glenda. My name's Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Well, thank you so much for all you do for the highest good for everyone. And just a simple blessing for, I'm thinking of my parents specifically, for 2018. They both are elderly and having some issues coming along, but, you know, they can't hurt to have a little blessing.
No.
Their
that's
names
right.
Are Lucille and Tony.
Can actually be golden.
Well, that would be nice.
Yes.
So thank you for that.
All right. Well, I just want to say thank you. Thank you to everyone. And let's just have a couple of minutes of silence before we start our blessing, while you get yourself into a place of releasing, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everyone. I'll be right back. Let us be still in the depths of our heart, knowing this place as the love that we are, where we join the love of Christ, and where we receive the grace of God. And then it spreads throughout our body, through our blood. And our blood is sacred. It is a sacred conveyance from the heart, giving us life, giving us oxygen, giving us healing, giving us all the nourishment that we need to have a better life of body, of thought, of feeling, of soul, and of heart. I would ask right now that you also remove your shoes and your socks, unless your health prevents that, so that you can connect with the earth. Because the earth gives us a blessing that we need from the core strength and the fire of the earth. There is every element of our life in the earth: fire, air, soil, water, wood, metal. All of the elements of our life and all of our medicine is on the earth. Even our artificial medicines have been derived and refined as versions of what the earth provides us. Our mother is the earth. Our father is God. And so as we embrace the birth of a new year, let us feel this new year birthed from our mother, received into the arms of God. And the way you can feel that in your own life is to be deep in your heart, where I ask you to go, and reach into your heart with hands of light. Surround your heart with your hands of light, creating an orb of light around your heart, and you give it to God as the birth of your new year and your new life in this year. I would like you to do that during the time that the blessing givers are offering you a blessing. So let us begin with a prayer. Yeshua, our Lord, our brother, the love of our life, the one who walks with us, who loves us in all things, who cares for us in all our troubles, who forgives everything, who sees the best in us always. We ask that you be with us now. And be in our heart, showing us the light that we are. You ask us to let our light shine. Give us the courage and the power now, right now, to reach into our heart with hands of light and ignite that light within our heart, that it may empower our life, and that it may shine around us, and that it may shine into the world for a better year. Receive our hearts into your heart, that together we may create a blinding light around the world that cannot resist unity, that cannot resist peace, that will reach only for love in whatever way it's provided. Be here now. Thank you. Be with each person and with each person on our list for prayer and with all of the relatives and the friends of each person here and with the lives of everyone who touches the life of each person here, that we may explode light upon the earth at midnight like fireworks.
Yes.
Being six connections away from everybody, that this can be a year in which we discover that which we have never yet seen before. In peace, in love, in unity, and self-discovery. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Let us begin. Your blessing is complete now. Go and rest and be an absorbent little sponge of love. Take in everything that has been given to you by the grace of God, from the grace of God, and with the grace of God, now and forever. Amen. Bye-bye.